Hello and welcome back to another episode of Three Dudes and a Cape Crusader, the only show broadcast from directly inside the Iceberg Lounge, and by God, is it cold in here. It's ridiculous. Penguin needs to turn it down a little bit. Or, in this case, turn it up, I guess. what's up, everybody? I'm your lead admin, B-Man, and yesterday was pretty awesome in the Batman world. We got a new Batman show, and it's called Beware the Batman. It took the place of like Young Justice and I believe Green Lantern, the animated series. I had asked you guys, you know, what you thought of it, what your opinion was going into it yesterday, and I got a lot of negative responses from you Gothamites on the page. And I went into it with an open mind, and you know, I thought it was pretty good, actually. Yesterday I sat down, I watched it, 10 o'clock, Cartoon Network, DC Nation, and I liked it. So let's get right into it, shall we? What I really, really, really like about it is that they're not using the same old, like cookie cutter villains. Like, they're not going to be using, Joker every episode or Riddler every episode. They're going to be changing it up. Like yesterday, series premiere of this show, they used two villains that nobody's ever heard of before. Well, I mean, unless you're into the comics, you know what I mean? Like, we all are, obviously. But I'm saying, like, kids, they would have no idea who these people are. The two villains from yesterday were Professor Pig and Mr. Toad. And I gotta be honest, man, Professor Pig is quite terrifying in that show. I thought it was a great villain choice. I like Mr. Toad. He added a little bit of a little bit of comedy to it. I thought it was cool. The second thing I wanted to jump into was that you guys were talking about how, you know, you didn't think the art style, the animation was that great because of he's got kind of a pointed chin and his head's really triangular and stuff. And it does look sort of weird, but I personally like it. I thought it worked well on the TV screen. That's just me. I have my opinion. We're all entitled to it, right? So, I mean, I like the animation. I thought it looked great. One of the most awesome parts about this whole show is that Alfred is a bona fide badass, man. It's almost like if you ever read Geoff Johns's Batman Earth One, when Alfred is also a badass. He even gets a cane and stuff too. It's just like Earth One. I like it a lot. I liked how they amped up Alfred a little bit. It's pretty awesome. I also liked that this version of Batman is still constantly learning and constantly, he's not making mistakes, but he's definitely not the Dark Knight that we all know and love. You know what I mean? It's nice to see that not everybody's perfect. You know what I mean? More positives about the show is that they've introduced like some new gadgets and stuff, like a sticky smoke bomb. I thought that was pretty initiative and pretty cool. I like that a lot. All kinds of new gadgets. It's nice, believe me. I also like the new Batmobile. The new Batmobile is pretty slick and pretty awesome. Unfortunately, spoilers, he wrecks it and sort of destroys it in the first episode. So I guess he's a billionaire. He can get that fixed, right? dare I say it, and this might get me in trouble with you guys, and that's fine, but I would personally say it rivals the animated series. It's like, it's literally exactly like the New 52 reboot of the animated series. Like, it keeps all of the same, like, tones. Like, it's still really dark, it's still, mysterious and awesome, but it also brings a new light a little bit, if that makes any sense. Two more awesome things, and then one kind of downside to it. I really like the fight scenes. Fight scenes were awesome. Batman still kicking ass. The new Batman actor, he's pretty awesome. I mean, he's no Kevin Conroy, but he's still pretty awesome. Give the guy a chance. And my favorite part about the entire show was that James Gordon still had a really bushy stash. I mean, you can't get past the bushy stash, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so I only have one really negative comment about the entire show. Other than this one thing I'm about to say, I liked the whole thing. I thought it was nice. My only negative comment about the show is that the Batman isn't Kevin Conroy. you don't get past Kevin Conroy. I mean, like I said, the new guy's pretty good, but he's no Kevin Conroy. And nobody ever will be as good as Kevin Conroy, in my opinion. He is my Batman. He will forever be my Batman. So, I mean, like I said, give it a shot. It's a really nice, really cool show. Definitely worth the time to watch it. If you guys didn't have a chance to grab it yesterday, definitely get on the internet today. I'm sure it's floating around out there somewhere. All you little pirators can figure out where to get it from. Like I said, definitely check it out. It's worth the watch. I promise I wouldn't steer you wrong, man. Go definitely give it a watch and tell us what you think of it. I thought it was cool. That's just me personally. Share this, please. Get our name out there and whatnot. It'd be really cool if you guys. Well, I guess that wraps up this week. This recording, like I said, I just screwed it up again. That'll come out in editing. all right, well, that's this episode of Three Dudes and a Cape Crusader. I'm B-Man, and I'm signing out for today. I'll catch you guys later.